wrote a letter to the Congressional Chief Administrative Officer requesting that his pay be withheld in the event of a shutdown. And a growing chorus of Democratic senators calling on New Jersey's Bob Menendez to resign. That includes the junior senator, Cory Booker, along with Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, urging Menendez to step down following his federal indictment on bribery charges. Those are our top three stories today. 6:16 now with News Radio 92.3. Already got our traffic and weather out of the way. Moving on to our local headlines, where some residents in Santa Rosa County are speaking up about impact fees once again, saying they should be collected to help offset the cost of infrastructure needs as more and more homes continue to be built.
I can assure you, if you have not addressed impact fees, you will not get a tax on that ballot. And you probably may start clearing out your desk because you probably will not be voted back in. The citizens want impact fees.
Yeah, that during yesterday's committee meeting and during a workshop on the budget last week, the board voted to table impact fee discussions until next October. Commissioner Kerry Smith says that vote shouldn't have happened since it was not listed on that agenda. Meanwhile, in the city of Milton, even after agreeing to a contract with their next city manager, Milton city leaders couldn't stop the infighting that has plagued many of their meetings since the saga began.
I don't appreciate that you lie about me.
Well,
really don't.
Well,
the point is,
Mayor,
I
it's your email. Please don't interrupt. Mayor, can
that,
I?
Mayor, point
no,
of order.
Recognized.
Can I respond?
He was recognized. You don't let him finish.
I didn't
you don't let anyone
that.
Finish, Mayor.
If I am going
to
be
shut up.
Okay.
I love. The shut up coming from the audience there. That's the best there at the end.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's Mayor Heather Lindsay and City Attorney Alex Andrade. They're the primary parties in that last audio there. But Scott Collins did put pen to paper, agreeing to a 21-month contract that'll start on October 2nd. So wish him well. Wish the city well. I really do. Also, Kevin Adams calling for new high school on OLF 8, as he says that, hey, you know, Beulah is the fastest growing area in the county. 5,200 single family, 1,600 multifamily homes are either in discussion or in the pipeline for the Beulah area.
In my opinion, should be a medium-sized high school going in that northwest corner on 50 acres, right there. In my opinion, I think when you look down 4 years from now, with the growth going in between Tate and Pine Forest, it's going to be humongous. It's going in, whether we like it or not.
And that during a workshop discussion this week, he says that impact fees for new development should be collected to help pay for a proposed new school there. 6:19 at News Radio, the city of Pensacola confirming today the Bay Bluffs Park will remain closed indefinitely as it's been deemed unsafe.
There were visible signs of rot and deterioration in areas that were cracking, which gave us concern. So those immediate items were addressed and repaired, but there was concern that the overall structure would need to be looked at as well.
Tanya Bird, Interim Director of Parks and Rec, talking with Channel 3 there. So the city estimates that over $1 million would be needed for repairs. That's way over their budget of $200,000 allocated for the park there. Mayor Reeves says the city will pursue grants and other funding opportunities to try to restore the park. And finally, Fortune Magazine naming HCA Florida West Hospital a 100 top hospital in the nation for the fifth time. Also previously got that recognition in 2002 and then 2015, 16, and 17. Data reviewed in the ranking system includes operational efficiency, patient experience, financial health, and community health survey performance. So congratulations to HCA Florida West on that. 6:20 now, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had several scenes from the recent edition of Days of Our Milton, the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater. The 5, 6, and 7 o'clock hours began that way. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, really interesting stuff about flood mitigation in Santa Rosa County. You can find all of those podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com. Or, of course, you can always download the News Radio Pensacola app and then listen to the podcasts on your phone, just like you can listen to streaming right there on your phone.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, dependable. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you are enjoying your Tuesday night. We do have a lot going on, not only in just state and national stories, but also sports and pop culture. So we'll get to all that. But first, we're going to really quick look at traffic and weather together. Right now, the only major slowdown is going to be on 98 throughout Navarre. Off of Edgewood Drive, there was an accident that did close things off in the westbound direction. Still seeing those slowdowns because of it. So just keep that in mind, backing up to past Sunrise Drive. Again, westbound on 98 throughout Navarre. Expect that traffic. But other than that, looking good. If you see something else, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, expect some rain tomorrow at 60% and a high of 85. And then also coming up tonight, small chance of rain with a low of 73. Right now, we're looking good. We do have some rain throughout Century and Bruton, north of Milton, also getting some rain. But other than that, looking pretty good. Again, it is mostly fair skies and 83 throughout our area. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson and Causey. If You need help planning with your business benefits? Let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Their website, tcbenefitsgroup.com, is the place to go for more info. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in the state of Florida today. Attorneys for Michael Zack are now appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. He's the man scheduled to be executed next week for killing two women in Northwest Florida in 1996, including one on Pensacola Beach. Last Thursday, the Florida Supreme Court refused to stop his execution. Zack's attorneys say he has fetal alcohol syndrome and should be spared.
Also, Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning residents about how AI can be used to extort teenagers. So she says that criminals are able to buy hacked social media accounts to send explicit AI-generated images to victims to trick them into online relationships. And she says that the suspects are trying to secure similar pictures from victims in order to use them as blackmail for exchange of money.
Yeah, hearing over Florida's congressional redistricting plan is now underway in a federal courtroom in Tallahassee. Three-judge panel is listening to arguments by voting rights groups today. They claim the map approved last year is racially discriminatory and unconstitutional. The map separated North Florida's District 5, which a Leon County judge recently ruled diminished the ability of black voters to select a representative of their choice.
Also, new law increasing penalties for child predators are soon going to take effect. It's going to allow anyone who rapes or commits sexual battery against children under the age of 12 to face the death sentence. It was approved during this year's legislative session, but expected to be challenged in federal court. The law will go in effect on Sunday.
Looking at national headlines, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected an Alabama congressional map that features just one majority black district.
Never really seemed very likely that the Supreme Court, after issuing a big ruling just a few months ago that reaffirmed a key provision of the Voting Rights Act, would suddenly change its mind 3 months later.
Yeah, so again, that's the second time in 3 months that Alabama Republicans have been handed a defeat by the Supreme Court. Alabama has seven congressional districts with about 27% of eligible voters being black.
President Biden is joining the picket lines.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
The president was in Detroit today speaking with the UAW workers. Meanwhile, former President Trump is expected to visit the state to show his support for the union workers tomorrow.
Yeah, and speaking of tomorrow, seven candidates making the cut for the debates. Republican presidential debate, it's in California. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is the one who did not make the cut after the first debate in Milwaukee. So former President Trump, though, is again skipping this debate as well. As Gracie already shared, he is going to be in Michigan.
Also, public schools around California are going to be required to have gender-neutral bathrooms by 2026. Governor Newsom signed a bill this past weekend that makes California the first state in the nation to require gender-neutral bathrooms at schools at a statewide level. And so it was signed into bill. He also signed a bill into law that prohibits school districts from banning books.
A Georgia judge now making sure precautions are in place to protect jurors in former President Trump's racketeering case. Last month, members of the grand jury who indicted Trump were singled out on the internet. And now Judge Scott McAfee says that once the case reaches trial, jurors cannot be recorded, photographed, or identified in any way.
Also, a federal judge has struck down a new Texas law that prohibits sexually oriented performances to be performed in front of minors. So the LGBTQ advocates say that the law was really meant to target drag shows, but today the federal judge called it an unconstitutional restriction of speech.
Yeah, obviously seeing the legal challenges still playing out in Florida as well, so I'm not surprised at all by that, as the way the Florida cases have pretty much gone the exact same way there. 6:30 right now, Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, and we're back with a look at sports around the country today and health, business, science, and pop culture. Stay tuned.
Fox Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden today picketed with striking UAW workers in Michigan, but Fox's Edward Lawrence reports not all of them support the administration.
Those on the picket lines, they had a message for the president about the forced transition to electric.
We can talk all day about research and all of that, but to see us here, seeing what we do, and see that we stand behind these companies. We have been the backbone of these companies for so long.
Former President Donald Trump plans to visit striking workers tomorrow. Trump will again skip the GOP presidential debate tomorrow night. Fox's Bill Malugin has more from Simi Valley, California.
There are going to be seven of these GOP candidates on stage tomorrow night, a little bit smaller than the first debate. That's because the RNC has tightened up the standards a little bit.
Fox Business and Univision are hosting the debate. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In a historic visit, President Biden today walked the picket line with United Auto Workers Union members outside a General Motors plant near Detroit, telling the striking workers to stick with it. Speaking through a bullhorn, the president told workers they deserved more of a share of the profits from Ford, GM, and Stellantis, and other benefits. The visit followed a public invitation from UAW President Sean Fain to Biden last Friday. J.P. Morgan Chase said in a statement today it has reached a settlement with the U.S. Virgin Islands over a lawsuit alleging the bank enabled Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking crimes. The settlement includes significant commitments by the financial giant to curtail human trafficking and a $75 million payment to the U.S. Virgin Islands. J.P. Morgan did not concede any liability in the settlement, reiterating it deeply regrets any association with Epstein. Wall Street today suffered its fifth decline in six sessions, the Dow Industrials tumbling 388 points. The S&P 500 lost 63. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFL overreaction seemed to be picking up pace year after year. After 2 weeks, the Cowboys were the public's favorite in the NFC. They lose to the Cardinals, now they're out. The Dolphins hang 70 on the Broncos. Well, they're clearly going to the Super Bowl, right? The rush to make a conclusive statement leads to so many mistakes. Go ahead, put Miami in the Super Bowl. Just do it in pencil, because everything in the NFL changes really fast. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be president of a state where lawful to wager must be 21+ and president in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Six on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Going to start off with getting a look at the roads. We're looking pretty good right now. We still have those slowdowns on 98, though. That's going to be 98 in the westbound direction at Edgewood Drive. Definitely improving, but there was an accident there a little while ago that has caused some slowdowns. Again, westbound direction at Edgewood Drive. That's in Navarre on 98. Other than that, moving nicely on both I-10 and I-110, 29 and 90. Really nothing to slow you down. If you do see anything else on the road slowing you down, please call the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And for weather, we'll get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
There's a pretty good chance for rain on Wednesday at 70%. Look for some showers, maybe some thunderstorms as well. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. More sunshine, warmer weather. Thursday, again, a chance for thunderstorms as we head through the week. Every day there's a chance. Over the weekend, same thing, but it's a lower chance Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in the sports world today. The Baltimore Orioles announcing the loss of Hall of Fame third baseman Brooks Robinson, dying at the age of 86. Robinson was an 18-time All-Star and won 16 consecutive Gold Gloves and won two World Series titles with the Orioles in 1966 and 1970, regarded as the best defensive third baseman in Major League Baseball history. Currently on the MLB scoreboard, the Cubs and the Braves are scoreless right now, top of the second. That one on TBS, by the way. Guardians beating the Reds 6-5 in the fourth inning. The Orioles over the Nationals 1-0. Royals beating the Tigers 1-0 in the fourth inning. Scoreless in Pittsburgh between the Pirates and the Phillies. Same story between the Yankees and the Blue Jays. And a rain delay right now in New York with the Marlins and the Mets. The Rays leading the Red Sox 3-0 right now. Looking at some health, business, and science notes today. So, of course, companies gearing up for the holidays. I think it was, what, last week or 2 weeks ago we told you Amazon was hiring around 250,000 workers. Well, according to UPS, they're hiring over 100,000 seasonal workers. And according to a posting on the company's job portal, there are full and part-time positions with higher pay than before at $23 an hour, and positions are available across the country. They're looking for delivery drivers and package handlers.
Also, Target is closing some of their stores. They're closing 9 stores in major cities like New York and San Francisco due to theft and violence. 1 store in Harlem, along with 3 in San Francisco and 3 in Portland and 2 in Seattle, are going to close on October 21st. The retailer says that theft and organized retail crime are threatening the safety of not only the employees, but the customers, too. They're leaving them unable to operate at these locations.
Yeah, seniors worrying about Social Security payments can rest easy. They will continue even if the government shuts down. Many senior citizens have been concerned about losing their monthly payments they depend on to pay for essentials. By the way, the Senate approving just within the last couple of hours or so a short-term funding bill, not known if the House, led by Republicans, would vote to support that. But if that bill approved by the Senate would pass, that would be through mid-November. So there is some movement on that in Washington.
Also, a lot of people not using Threads, and it is struggling to keep up with X. So Meta's Threads is struggling to keep up with X, which is the platform that's formerly known as Twitter. Social media app was designed to compete with X and ranks near the bottom of the most popular social media apps. According to Insider Intelligence, the first threads in their first threads forecast, and it ranks now only ahead of Tumblr among U.S. users.
Tumblr, I mean, that's one that's kind of out there, I think. I mean, I never used it. You never used it. From what I recall, I want to say it was kind of like a quasi MySpace / Facebook, where it's like a personal blog almost, where you can kind of just make a wallpaper to make it kind of your own and post videos, photos, and just post.
Yeah.
But that being ranked along with Tumblr among U.S. users, not great there.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Justice Department committing to end the fentanyl epidemic. That is from Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Violent drug cartels are manufacturing and moving fake pills designed to look exactly like brand name drugs.
Garland says authorities have seized more than 55 million pills and more than 9,000 pounds of powder.
And this story might make your skin crawl. It makes mine crawl every time I have to read it. So here it is for the last time. Researchers have found a new species of tarantula in Thailand. They found it during an expedition in the southern part of Thailand to research the diversity of tarantula species in the country. So they found a whole new species. One researcher says that the color of the tarantula is the remnants of an electric blue spark.
Very light blue, very bright blue, radiant, I would even say.
Yeah.
6:42 now, taking a look at our pop culture notes. So sales of Travis Kelce's NFL football jersey are skyrocketing. Thanks to Taylor Swift, her appearance at the Chiefs game now has Kelce's jersey seeing a 400% increase in sales, and now he is ranked in the top 5 among jersey sales in the NFL. Also, 300,000 new social media followers.
Meanwhile, Fox says that the Chiefs game that happened on Sunday was the most watched telecast of the week of any network, with 24.3 million viewers tuning in. Specifically, the game ranked first among females in all key demographics, especially, the 12 to 17 year old age range, the 18 to 34, and the 18 to 49.
Look, I mean, I'm not surprised at all that this was the most watched game. For it to be the most watched telecast, regardless of whether it was football or not, is something, especially when you consider that it was 41-0 going into the fourth quarter.
For
women, especially 12 to 17-year-olds being the ones that are kind of seeing the biggest spike among the women viewers, That's something as well. So let me ask you. So Sunday night, it's a primetime game. It's in New York. We have the Jets hosting the Chiefs. Do you think that Taylor Swift will be there?
I'm going to go with my gut, which says no. I do agree with your points that you are about to say, but I feel like she had the element of surprise with the Chiefs game, where no one really knew that she was going to be there. I think it's going to be a little bit too hard to enjoy getting in and out of the game when everyone is going for the hopes that Taylor Swift will be there.
Okay.
But as you mentioned.
Now, well, my rebuttal to that would be, I mean, she is used to and I mean, she's familiar with security and just that lifestyle. I mean, cuz you know, she'll go out in public.
Yeah.
And, you know, people make way and everybody's got their cameras out and she walks in, whatever. Everybody says they saw Taylor Swift. But here's the reason why I think that she will be there is because really she only has 3 more opportunities, if I recall looking at the Chiefs schedule, that she has to watch Travis play potentially for the rest of the season because her Eras Tour starts back up. Yeah. And if not mistaken, this is over in Europe, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard for me to believe that because, I mean, she's doing this pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure if it's as jam-packed as the American tour was, so maybe there's maybe a day or two in between. But, I mean, if you're talking about doing, you know, 6, 7, 8-hour flights in between concert days to go watch Travis play football, I'm just not sure that that's a realistic thing. Now that I'm thinking about it, I want, because the Chiefs actually played in Germany last year, I may do a little investigative digging to see if they go to London or something. Maybe we have an international viewing of Travis and Taylor.
Or maybe he goes to one of her concerts after the game or something.
Yeah, so I don't think they're going to Europe. Last year that was a big year for them going to Germany, so I don't think they are. But, look, we have three games. So the Chiefs play the Jets Sunday. We have the Vikings game. That's in Minnesota on the 8th. And then the Chiefs are home on the 12th. That's a Thursday night. After that, she's gone to her Eras tour. So it's New York. It's a Sunday night. It's primetime, baby.
She's based in New York. When she's in the States, that's where she's...
That's a quick taxi trip or Uber ride over to the stadium there for her.
And she can take Travis to all her favorite spots after.
There we go.
Okay, well, I hope she
Have
goes.
I swayed you?
yeah, for sure.
I can't wait because you're gonna be texting me. It's gonna be 7:20. But like, hey, like you watching the game? Like I'm so excited that I have
Keep your eyes peeled
got
chill.
You wrapped into Sunday Night Football without Aaron Rodgers. Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers was playing?
Yeah, poor Aaron. And he's a Taylor Swift fan too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
could have been a big meetup there with Patrick Mahomes and Brittany and Aaron and everybody else.
Oh, it could have been awesome. Okay, we're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking good on I-10, I-110. We still have those slowdowns on 98 westbound. That's going to be at Edgewood Drive, but a lot of it has cleared up. But still, right at the scene of the accident, you will still be seeing some slowdowns. And that, again, is in the westbound direction on 98 in Navarre. Other than that, we're looking good. See something else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we'll hear from Alan Strom on WEAR.
There's a pretty good chance for rain on Wednesday at 70%. Look for some showers, maybe some thunderstorms as well. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. More sunshine, warmer weather. Thursday, again, a chance for thunderstorms as we head through the week. Every day there's a chance. Over the weekend, same thing, but it's a lower chance Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. A beautiful night we're having right now. We do have some chances of rain, but just seeing rain right now throughout Century and Bruin on the News Radio ThreatNet radar. And it's going to be a perfect night for bands on the beach, which is starting in less than 15 minutes here. And then we have a Blue Wahoos game as well. 83 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Boost Infinite. Hey, are you looking at getting in? Or are you looking to get the new latest iPhone? You need to stop and check out the insane, amazing wireless offer from Boost Infinite. You can learn more about it by just picking up your phone, dialing #250 and say Boost Infinite. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
By the way, the Powerball now up to $835 million. The next chance to strike it rich is tomorrow night. Cash value on that $390. Also, Gracie, what are your thoughts on reboots?
Yeah, you just know they're going to be bad. So
I think you're right on that. So a reboot of The Office apparently in the works, and it's being developed by the original showrunner, Greg Daniels. Other than that, there's absolutely no other news about it. Daniels, though, a few years ago was asked about a possible reboot. He says, quote, "My biggest concern would be disappointing the fans. I just don't see a winning outcome here.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about this until you mentioned it on our first hour. Is The Office was kind of two seasons too long anyway.
I felt like that was the case, yeah.
So for it to, try to pull something else out about it, depending on who's in it, like, I loved The Office. I my family just loved The Office. We watched it all the time. So I will be watching it when it comes out, but I'm not trying to get my hopes up, and I'm not trying to think this is going to be as good as
And I think that's why... And that's why Ted Lasso got it exactly right, is because there was a specific arc that they stuck to. I think everybody is clamoring for more, but rather than a reboot, you just kind of do a spinoff where you can continue storylines, you can have characters, but you can have revolving doors where people leave, maybe they come back or whatever. But to me, that makes more sense. But just doing a reboot, I'm not in on that.
Like, I'd be interested in not really now, because I don't know if they'll, but like if they did like Jim and Pam in Philadelphia and they did like a sports thing, like something like that. Like, I feel like that would be good. But just, I think Dunder Mifflin has done it.
ship has sailed.
Yeah, for sure. 6:50 right now. We are going to get a real quick break, come back with wacky and weird headlines, as well as some good news to finish off this Tuesday show.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, just shy of 6:55. Start off with getting a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We are looking pretty good right now. A lot of the slowdowns on 98 at Edgewood Drive have cleared up. Still going to see a little bit of slowdown right at the intersection, but nothing too bad. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather, we do have some chances of rain for tomorrow. Tomorrow throughout the day, 60% chance of rain, mainly after 1 p.m. with a high of 85. And then tomorrow night, we will see also 50% chance of rain, mostly going to be cloudy with a low of 71. Tonight, we have 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms with a low of 73. Right now, we're looking pretty good throughout our area. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar. Sentry north of Milton, definitely going to be getting some rain right now. McDavid getting some rain. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line. And this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at our wacky and weird headlines today. Gracie, this one for you. I saw it and I said, oh, this is for you. Tinder announcing a new high-end membership tier called Tinder Select. Say, what in the world is Tinder Select? Well, for one thing, it's only going to cost you $4.99 per month. Well, by the way, that's $499 per month. And for that price, you apparently get special access to Tinder's most sought-after profiles. There are a few other perks, like being able to DM others without matching, but only two times a week and only if the other person is accepting DMs. I feel like this is maybe just kind of an exclusivity thing, because apparently Tinder is only letting like 1% of users sign up for this. So I guess if you just have $500 to set on fire and are desperate enough, or just a loser, I mean, I guess, yeah, pay $500 so you can have the most exclusive people on the app swipe left for you, I guess.
Yeah, super weird. Definitely won't be using it. I'm not on free Tinder, even though I don't even know if Tinder is free. I'm just not on Tinder.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wonder if the most sought out profiles, like if they know that they are, or like how that works. But definitely weird.
Or if they don't know, and then all of a sudden they just have like all these people. I don't know, because if what I think of most sought after profiles is like, Tinder's going to have the stats and the algorithm that says, okay, this particular profile, like if I had a Tinder profile.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be like 99.9% of people swiping right on it. So yeah. I would absolutely be one of the more sought after profiles. So for me, nothing changes.
Yeah.
It's just the people that are swiping right on me are paying $500 for the privilege of swiping right on me, as opposed to the people who aren't and are just doing it anyway.
And being able to DM you.
That's like, right.
Whenever, or not whenever they want, but
only if I'm accepting. Yeah. Only if I'm accepting.
So them. pretty good one there. Can't wait to sign up. Also, wacky and weird story that is honestly just bad.
Yeah.
Youth football coach arrested in California, accused of punching and knocking out a 14-year-old player. The mother of the player still in shock.
Children are children, but I can understand if it was a child, but this was an adult, and he intentionally hit my child in front of me.
Definitely awful. Police say that the coach left the sideline during the game on Saturday and then attacked the opposing player. Again, yeah. That's a 14-year-old. Player apparently suffered a seizure and a concussion. Mm.
Cartels coming up with a new way to smuggle illegal immigrants into the country, or at least trying to. A Texas man now being shipped off to federal prison for trying to hide people inside of two jet skis. That's right. The jet skis were hollowed out to make enough room for 5 migrants. The plan was busted when they went through a Border Patrol checkpoint. Also in good news today, a man in New Jersey pull-starting a nationwide movement after losing his job during the pandemic. Brian Schwartz trademarked the phrase, "I want to mow your lawn," and started a volunteer lawn care organization with that name that helps seniors, the disabled, and veterans mow their lawn, and they do it for free. He now oversees over 500 volunteers in 46 states, and similar organizations are sprouting up in Australia, the UK, and Canada too. So bravo, Brian. That's good work out of you, sir. That'll do it for us here on a Tuesday, one day closer to the weekend. We're back tomorrow, same time, 4 to 7, for another rundown of everything going on in your world. For now, I'm Joe Gracie, also Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.